Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today here on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and it's always a pleasure to welcome this gentleman to our program. He's with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today, my friend.
Yes, sir. Sure am.
Well, we got a good topic to talk about, and I know you're the expert on this, too. Spring management practices that you do not want to overlook. The first and foremost thing, Phil, I know that has to do with everything is the weather. So how's that been this year?
Inconsistent.
Okay.
Like a roller coaster.
What does that mean for farmers?
Well, it's either been really, really wet or really cold or warm and dry, and it's kind of hard to decide when you're able to start planting, when you need to work livestock, when you need to try and make hay. A lot of decisions that the weather has just been making for us.
Yeah, you can make all the plans in the world, but it all comes down to what the weather's going to be on any given time.
This is very true.
Phil, what are some, let's talk about some of the important practices that livestock owners need to be taking care of now before they get too busy.
Well, most livestock owners always want to deworm. They want to vaccinate for blackleg, respiratory diseases, things like that. And you need to get into that now before it gets really hot. You don't want to stress out the animals, so it's a good time to do it now before you really get involved in everything else. And with the heat coming on and new flush of grass, make sure they have lots of free choice minerals so they're able to meet the needs that the grass, which is going to be fairly full of water, is not going to meet for them.
Our guest is Phil Rucker with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. You touched on it just briefly there, Phil. Warm weather, and we have started to experience that warm weather. And with that, I know horse owners, they get eager to get out. They want to ride. But let's talk about some of the management practices that horse owners need to be taking care of now.
Well, first thing is always work with your farm veterinarian and make sure if you need to, you know, once again with all livestock, deworm because if they have worms, they're not going to be at their A number one best. The worms are going to be taking feed, nutrition away from them. So they, anytime you can shed the worms from them, they're going to be in a whole lot better health, and vaccinate. There's a lot of mosquitoes out now because it has been so wet. Them nasty little boogers, they have West Nile virus, they have EEE, they have a lot of other diseases that horses are able to get. We definitely want to make sure that that doesn't happen, and I strongly advise horse owners and other livestock owners to go through and look at their fence, make sure that it's in good working shape, because you don't want to be in the middle of haying or doing some other crop and someone calls you and says you have animals out.
Oh my goodness, yeah. What about pasture and hayland management? What kind of practices producers need to be focusing on right now?
Well, everybody thinks, hey, we're in the spring, everything's growing good, I don't have any issues with it. But if you look out there, there's lots of grass, but there's also lots of weeds. And those weeds are taking nutrients away from your forage, as well as the animals don't want to eat them. They're going to eat around those weeds, and they'll leave some grass. So you're losing money. You're leaving money out there on the table. So we need to know what we're dealing with so we know how to try and control these weeds. So we need a positive ID big time.
What's the best way to acquire that if you're not just, if you don't already just naturally know what you're seeing?
Well, you can either get a sample and come to the office. And, you know, we'll be happy to look at it for you. Sometimes photographs, you know, everybody's got a cell phone.
Right.
Photographs are good, but if we need the flower, if it's flowering, we need as much information as we can get on it to get you a good ID. And we still may need the actual sample, the live sample.
Well, and knowing what it is helps you determine what you need to do to rid yourself of them, right?
Yes, sir, because you know, we're out there spending a lot of money fertilizing and growing this grass. So we don't want the weeds to be out there taking money from us, because we advise people to graze their forage properly, to mow it properly. If they mow at the right height, they can actually reduce the weed population, and then we might not have to have those conversations.
Oh, boy, that's nice. Our guest is an extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service here on WIFM, Phil Rucker. Phil, before I let you go, I want to talk about one other thing here. Warm weather, we know you mentioned it brings out weeds, but also scum on the ponds. What do the folks need to be doing now to clean up the ponds?
A lot more people are interested in having their recreation farm, fish pond, whatever they want to term it, in good shape. So if they finish early one afternoon, they can go out there and throw a line and hopefully drag in, you know, a nice fish instead of a hook full of gunk, weeds, and algae.
Yeah.
It's just like weeds in anything else. We have to have a positive ID, because I cannot tell you what to do unless I know what I'm dealing with.
Right.
It's like going to the doctor. He's got to know what's wrong with you before he can prescribe how to fix you.
Oh, yeah.
Thing here, so once again, I prefer to have a live sample. Some things have to be separated by hand so you can really look at it. Some things have to be looked at under the scope, microscope, so we're able to differentiate between, there's like six different algaes and they all respond to different chemicals.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The main thing is, whatever you use, read and follow the label directions if you want the best possible results.
Yeah, maximum results. You got to pay attention to what the experts tell you to do with it. And I think a tendency, and I've been guilty of this sometimes just around the house, the tendency sometimes is, well, if this much is good, then this much more is better. And that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, sir, because some of those chemicals, if they're designed to work slow and ease into the root, well, if you use too much, you're going to get a fast, it's not going to be a total kill, it's more like a burn down.
Right.
And then you're going to be really disappointed.
Oh, yeah. I know if people have any question about anything we talked about or anything related to this sort of thing, they can contact you for the answers. And as you said, if you've got weeds and that sort of thing to bring into your office or you look at. But what would be a number to call you, Phil?
336-849-7908.
Terrific. And that's the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension. Phil Rucker, our friend, thank you. Thank you for spending some time with us today, sharing your information with us. We appreciate it. Always look forward to it. And looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
Sounds good, man.
Thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today right here, WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.